Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Beis, two lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing the machlekes between Abaye and Rava as to Yishloi Midas, as Abaye hold that if Reuven loses an item that does not have a simon, and therefore he would certainly be Miyayish once he found out that he lost the item, but currently when Shimon finds the item, he was not yet Miyayish, so Abaye says that's not considered Yish, and therefore Shimon would have a responsibility and an obligation to announce that he found this item and to return it to Reuven. However, Rava held Yishloi Midas have a yish, and since ultimately when Reuven realizes they lost his item, he will immediately be miyayish because he doesn't have a simon. Therefore, it's considered as if he was miyayish already, and therefore Shimon could keep the item and doesn't have to return it to Reuven. And we already saw 7 out of 12 tashmas that the Gemara will bring. The first 6 were only questions on Abaya, and the 7th question, which was from the Mishnah Masechet Shviyos, was a question on Abaya from Reisha, and the first question that we had on Rava, which was from the Sefer. And our Gemara now continues with its 8th tashma, and this tashma will be a question from a Braisa, and it will be the 8th question that we have on Abaye Shita that holds Yish Lemidas Lo Yav Yish. And the Gemara begins Tashma. We learned in the Braisa Haganav Shenotu Mizeh V'Nasal Zeh V'Chin Gazel Shenotu Mizeh V'Nasal Zeh. As we know, a Ganav steals in secret and quietly, and a Gazlan steals openly and brazenly. And if either one of them steals from someone, then the Ganav or the Gazlan gives it to someone else. And we continue at Daf Chaf Beis Minal V'Chin Yarden Shenotu Mizeh V'Nasal Zeh. Or if the Jordan River overflowed and took an item out of someone's rishus, and this item was swept into someone else's rishus. So in all these cases, mashinotel notel or mashinosin nosin, whatever they took, and whatever they gave, they gave. And the person that now has this item in their rishus would be able to keep this item, as there was yish and shinu rishus. And as Tesis states, mashinosin nosin asik kurebi da'om perik ha'gezel basra. This is going quinta shita of Rebbe that tells us in Masechtas Bava Kamma, stam ganav v'gazlan have a yish bailim, and therefore it is yish bailim and shinu rishus. The Gemara now continues and this question on Abaya, the Bishlim of Gazlan V'Yadin, we understand why in the case of Gazlan V'Yadin, the one that now has the item could keep it, the Kachazilhu, because in those cases, certainly the person that it was stolen from, or the person who owned this item, and the Yadin came and swept it out of his field, when it was a major storm, and therefore he realized immediately that he lost this item, and Umiyayish, and immediately he was Miyayish, and therefore it's Yish Midas, and certainly the one that has this item now would be Koino, and doesn't have to return it, Elagana, Mi Kachazil, the Miyayish. However, how could the Braisa state that in the case of a Ganav, Mashinotel Notel or Mashinosin Nosin, if L'chira, when a Ganav steals, the person they stole from doesn't know, as the Ganav comes in hiding and secretly, and therefore he wasn't Miyayish yet, and even though certainly at a later point, once he finds out, he will be Miyayish, that's Yish Lemidas, and according to Abaya, Yish Lemidas, Lo Yav Yish, and since it's not considered Yish, therefore how could this person that received this item from a Ganav be coined the item if there was no Yish? And the Gemara answers, Tegemar Papa, Ballista Mizu. Rapapa explains that according to Abaya, we'll have to explain that when the Braisa stated that we're talking about a Ganav, we're not talking about a person who's a regular Ganav that steals in secret, but we're talking about a Lista Mizuyin. And as we know, we had a Machlekes in Masechtas Bava Kamma, if Lista Mizuyin is considered like a Ganav, and therefore he's Chayev and Kefal and he's Chayev and Dal Vahey, or he's considered like a Gazlan, and therefore he's Potter from Kefal and Potter from Dal Vahey. But ultimately, according to both Shitas, everyone agrees that in some fashion, a Lista Mizuyin is similar to a Ganav, as although ultimately he's not scared of the person he's stealing from, but certainly he is scared of everyone else in the world, and therefore in some places in Shas, we will use the term Ganav when discussing the case of Lista Mizuyin. And of course, since we're talking about a case of Lista Mizuyin, therefore there was Yish Midas, and that's why the third party would be Koino. And the Gemara continues, Ihachi Hainu Gazlan, and the Gemara is that Bishlema, if we explain that the Ganav of the Braisa is a regular Ganav, then the Chiddush of the Braisa is that Yish Lemidas have a Yish, but according to Abaya, that we're talking about a case of Lista Mizuyin, so L'chir, that's exactly the same Kiddush as Gazlan, as in both cases it's Yish Midas, and of course it's considered Yish, and why would the Braisa have to discuss the case of Ganav if it's referring to Lista Mizuyin? And the Gemara answers Trei Gavni Gazlan, that in a Chanami there's no major Kiddush in the Braisa, and the main point is that we have two different types of a Gazlanim. We have the standard case of a Gazlan, and we also have a case of Lista Mizuyin. And before we continue, let's point out that in Tap Rashi and Daf Chaf Beis Minal, Rashi states, Yardin V'chin Shan Haris, that's not only talking about the Yardin, but also any other river that would overflow, and Mitana Zeh al Yad Yarden Hayyoshev, and this Tana lived by the Yarden, and therefore he gave the Jordan River as an example. However, Ayin Rashba, who brings from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi Pershul in the Kedusha Saaretz, that the Yerushalmi explains that this part of Brisa is talking about adding to the Kedusha Saaretz Yarden Hayyamasiv bin Eretz Sol the Eretz Amim, the Echo Menagvulis, who are Yarden Kedichsiva Yarden Ugvul, and therefore Mashinotel Notel, Mashinosan Nosan, she will notel Yardim Eretz Amim, Hirchgvul Eretz Sol, having Mashinasan, Behikhla Ertzol, Bedusha Eretz, and that piece of land becomes part of Eretzol. However, Bim Nimshach, Eitzla Eretz, Venosla Eretz Amim, then Alchutla Eretz, Echoshev, Shakosav Tolo Gvula Eretz, Biyadin, Kirchsiv, Vayadin Ugvul, Vahashti Yadin Nokat Hoka Dafko, and according to the Rashba, Ein Echinami, when the Tana mentioned the Yadin, is actually Dafko. And the Gemara continues, Toshma, and brings its ninth Raya to the Shiloh of Yishloy Midas, and this will be Raya number two against Ravo, as the Brisa states, Shotav Nokur of Eitzav Avonov, Vinosnu Betech Stechaveri, Hare Elu Shloim, Patient Sashua Bailim, that if a river overflows and it causes the beams and the wood and the stones of Ruvain to go and flow into the sod of Shimon, so Shimon could keep them because the Bailim were Miyayish. And Rashi explains, the Chol Shtifas Nora Bekuris Eitzav Avonim, Habal Yodubo Miyad Yesh Lokol, as in every case that a Nora overflows, that everyone knows about it, and therefore it's Yish Midas, as the Bailim understand that they don't have any simon, and therefore they were immediately miyayish, and therefore it's a case of yish midas, and everyone agrees that it would be a valid yish, and that's why harei lo shloi. But the Gemara continues and brings a diuk, and from the diuk we will ask a question on Rava, as time in the Nisayisha Bailim, that's mashmah, it's only because the Bailim knew, and therefore they were miyayish, hastam aloi, but if the Bailim did not know, and therefore they were not miyayish until a later point, then it would not be considered yish, and we would hold yish lo midas, lo yavi yish, and lechayr to raya tabayo, and a raya against Rava. And as Rashi explains, Hastoma, if it's a case where it wasn't in the scenario where the river overflowed, and therefore it's possible that the owner did not know about it, as Rashi says, then the din would not be Harelu Shaloi, and we would say that Yish Shaloi Midas, Loi Havi Yish, Bekashal Rava, and therefore it's Shver and Rava. The Gemara responds, Hachav Mayaskinan, Kashiyachal Hatzel, that in a Chanami we could make a diak from the Brisa, but the diak that you made is not correct, as in a Chanami, if it would be a case where you actually did not know about it, then Yish Shaloi Midas have a Yish, and it would be proper Yish. However, the diak that you should make from the Brisa is that the only time that the Brisa stated Harelu Shaloi is only in a case where when the river overflowed and Reuven knew about it, he was actually not able to go and try to save his item, as the water was rushing too fast, and therefore he knew that he couldn't save it, and that's why immediately he was Miayish. However, if there would be a case where Reuven thinks that he could actually overcome the item and try to save his item, then certainly he wasn't Miayish, and therefore if Shimon finds it, he would have to return it to Reuven, as Reuven was never Miayish. And as Rashi explains, that benegay the case of Kair of Eitzav Avonav, there's certainly no Simonim, but since you could still run after them and try to grab it, therefore a person won't be Miayish, and certainly in a case where there's another type of Metziah, where that Metziah has a Simon, and Reuven understands that at some point he'll be able to go and give a Simon and get that item back, Velitol, Medina Ba, the Chayiv Lahachzer, and certainly even though in this case at some point Reuven may be Miayish, but in that case we would say that Yish Lo Midas Lo Yavi Yish, as Rav certainly agrees that if there's an item that has a Simon, then Yish Lo Midas Lo Yavi Yish, as we explain in Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, that Bedavish Yesh Be Simon Kuli Amalei Pligi, the Lo Yavi Yish, as certainly in that case, even Rav agrees to Abaya that's not considered Yish, and therefore from this Brisa, all you see is that in a case where a person was not Miayish, or in a case where we know that even though at some point he would be Miayish, but ultimately it has a Simon, then that case is not considered Yish. However, we can't bring a Raya from this Brisa to a standard case of Yish Lo Midas, where the item does not have a Simon, as in that case, in a Chanami, the din would be that Yish Lo Midas have a Yish, and the person that finds that Aveda could keep that lost item. Keep in mind that the Rishonim ask on Rashi, that L'chira, it comes out, that L'fi Rashi, when the Gemara says, Hachamai Yiskinim B'shiyachal Hatzel, the Gemara is finding a scenario to explain the Diak of our Brisa, and the Gemara is not talking about the actual Brisa, and generally, when the Gemara says, Hachamai Yiskinon, would generally focus on the actual Brisa, and L'fi Rashi, the Gemara really should have stated, Hachav B'bayin Yiskinon, Kishi in the Yachal Hatzel, and Ayin in Taisis, and Ayin in other Rishonim, and the Gemara continues and is, Hachi Eim Sefa, if you're telling me that B'shiyachal Hatzel, then you have to return this item, so let us see the Sefa of this Brisa, as the Sefa stated, Im Hoya Bailim Rad from Achreim Chayiv Lahachzer, if the Bailim are running after this item, then you're obligated to return the item. And the Gemara is, V'ibi Yechoylin Lahatzel, my ear in Muradfin, L'choyer, if it's possible to save this item, so why is it they have to run after the item? I feel in Muradfin Naimani, even if you're not going to run after it, but you know that at some point you could get this item. And as Rashi says, the Samchi Atzolo de Lamachol Liyema Achara, V'loy Miyayishi, and therefore you're not going to Miyayish, and therefore the din should still be the Chayiv Lahachzer. The Gemara answers, Hachamayaskin on the Inachanami, in the Diak of the Brisa, and the Sefer of the Brisa, we're talking about a case, that you could save this item only al yidei atchak. That's why the Brisa teaches us, Muradfin lo yayish, a Muradfin yushim miyayish, that if Reuven runs after the item, therefore we see that he was not miyayish. However, if he doesn't run after the item, and since Reuven knows that it's going to be very difficult to retrieve this item, therefore by the fact that he doesn't immediately immediately running after the item, it shows that he was already miayish, and therefore it's yish midas and have a yish. The Gemara continues, Tashma, and will bring its 10th raya, and this will be the 9th raya against the sheet of Abaya, who holds that yish le midas lo yave yish, and the Brisa states, Ketzad amru hatayim shle midas chumasa chuma. In what case do we say that if Reuven has Paris, and Shimon goes and is mafresh Paris from the Paris of Reuven, and he did so without the consent of Reuven, that the chuma would be a valid chuma? And the Brisa gives an example, Haresh yaro l'tech stechav erev v'likei v'tarim shle b'shus. Shimon goes into the field of Reuven, and he cuts and he gathers together the tua of Reuven without the consent of Reuven. So the din is, im choshev m'shum gezel in chumasa chuma. If the owner shows that he's makbid, then the chuma would not be valid. Vim lav chumasa chuma. And if we could see that the owner is not makbid, then this chuma would be valid. And the Gemara asks, minayin hu yadeim choshev m'shum gezel vim lav. How do we know if Reuven was makbid or not? Hareisha bo balabayis u'matzoi v'omoloi klachay tziyofais. So if Reuven would come into the field and he would see what Shimon did, and he would say, you should have even taken from nicer Paris and from nicer tua. So nim tziyofais men chumasa chuma. If you find that Reuven actually has better produce in his property, then certainly Reuven is saying that I wanted to give this chuma, and you could have even taken off better tefua, and I would have been happy, and therefore it shows that he's actually nichalei, and therefore it's considered chuma. However, in lav in chumasa chuma, if you don't find better produce, then it must be that Reuven was actually saying this facetiously, and he was saying this sarcastically, and he was saying that I see that by the fact that you took from my best tefua, it must be that if I would have had even better tefua, you would have taken chuma off that as well, and of course I don't want that to happen, and of course I was makbid, and therefore you see that Reuven did not consent for Shimon taking off this chuma, and therefore it's not considered a valid afrashas chuma. And the Brisa continues, likta abaylim, if the abaylim come to the field and they actually collect more grain, and then they take off chuma off that grain, voisifu leim, and then they place that chuma together with the chuma that Shimon already took off, and they mix it together, therefore benkach ubenkach chumasi chuma, then it doesn't make a difference what Reuven said, but ultimately his action shows that he actually is happy that Shimon took off this chuma, as otherwise he would have placed his chuma together with that chuma, and certainly he would now have chuma and chulin that were mixed up together, and it must be that he considered the original chuma that Shimon took off as valid chuma. The Gemara continues and asks this question on Abaya, v'chinimsu yafis man chumasi chuma. The Brisa stated that if you find that they are better produce than this produce, then the chuma would be a valid chuma. And the Gemara asks, amai, why should it be a valid chuma? But in the term holei aviyada, the Maisa, at the point that Shimon took off this chuma, Shimon did not know what the das of the Baal and Baya this was, and therefore, just like Abaya says, b'negei yish lo midas, that's lo aviyish, over here also, when you don't know what the das b'ilim is, you should not be able to see by the fact that at the later point we see that his das was that he wanted this to be chuma, and we consider it to have been a valid hafrashas chuma. Therefore, by the fact that the Brisa teaches us that once Reuven actually is megalotas, that he was happy with this hafrashas chuma, then it's considered a valid hafrashas chuma. So as Rashi says, Alma kim l'chiyada nichalei, amrina meikar nami nichalei, therefore we see a svara that it must be that at the beginning he was also nichalei, only in yish nami, and therefore regarding yish, we should say the same svara, kim l'chiyada miayish meikar nami avi yish, and therefore l'chir, we see a raya against Abaya, and we see that yish lemidas havi yish, and keep in mind that we see from here that once we will actually pass in yish lemidas loy avi yish, then l'chir, in other cases, potentially we could use that svara, as this svara is not necessarily stuck pu yish, and it could be applied to other dinim, as we see that the Gemara asks a question from the din of Afrashas Chuma to the din of Abaya of Yishloi Midas. And as we will see in a moment, Rav will come to defend Abaya, and once again we see the intellectual honesty of the Amorim. Although Rav was the Baplut of Abaya and hold Yishloi Midas, Havi Yish, he still came to defend Abaya and say, from this Brisa, you can't bring a riot to my Shita. And Tegim Rav Alibid Abaya, and Rav explained this Brisa according to the Svar of Abaya, who hold Yishloi Midas, Loi Havi Yish. And Rav explains that certainly we may hold the Yish Le Midas Lo Yavi Yish. However, our case of the Brisa is talking about a case of the Shavi Shliach, where Reuven actually appointed Shimon to be a Shliach to take off his Shuma. The only question is, did Reuven actually intend that Shimon should take off from these Paris, or he should have taken off from worse Paris? And therefore, we explain that if Reuven comes after Shimon took off Shuma, and he says, Klachay Tzul Yavais, and there are better Paris than the ones that Shimon took off from, then certainly Reuven was happy with his Afrash Shuma, and therefore the Shuma is valid. However, Vim Lav, if you don't find better quality Paris than the ones that Shimon took from, then certainly Reuven must be facetious and he must be being sarcastic with Shimon. And really, Reuven's original intent was that Shimon should take from lower quality Paris. And since Shimon took from better quality Paris, that was not a shlichus, and therefore he actually was not the shlich of Reuven, b'lugabi hafrash chuma, and the chuma would not be valid. The Mefarshim explained that even though we have to go and define the das of Reuven after the fact, and l'choyer, why is this still not a raya that yish le'midas have a yish? However, the Mefarshim explained that in our case, certainly Reuven wants wanted Shimon to take off the truma, and the only thing that we're trying to understand is what the original das of Reuven was. And since we're just trying to determine the original das of Reuven, therefore this doesn't get into the shayla of yish lo midas, have a yish or lo have a yish, and ayin teis di maskel miyish yofes ben shumasi truma, where Taisus said the mistama gam mitchilo hayadaita kain, which is a similar svara to what we just mentioned. And then Taisus asked from taima v'neima the hashta vade nichle biyofes, maybe we would say that now that Reuven saw after the fact that Shimon already took off from better quality produce, maybe at this point Reuven is happy they took off the produce because it's a mitzvah to take off truma. But maybe originally if we would have asked Reuven, he wouldn't have been happy to take off from such quality produce. And as Taisus says, the in derech literally minay yofes kedamrin el, as we spoke about on daf chafal hamveis benegei the shita of Rava gabi davis sheish by simon dafilu Rava chayv lahachris, that even Rava agrees that he chayv lahachris the afgav the hashta misyayish, and even though the owner is misyayish afterwards in bekachlum, that it is irrelevant. And therefore really Taisus is asking the question bein lefi abaya and bein lefi Rava, and Taisus answered v'yishleima the shani hacha the kivin chazina bein the nichle hashta, that since we now see that Reuven is nicha that Shimon took off truma from these pairs, so amrina nami nichle meikar mishum mitzvah, as since over here there's a mitzvah involved, therefore we say that it must be that Reuven was always nicha and was very happy that Shimon should take off the pairs for truma from the better quality pairs. And the Gemara continues hachinami mistavro, that it makes sense that this Bryce is talking about a case where Reuven made Shimon into a shliach to take off his truma, the isak leidaita to leishav shliach, as if it's a case where Reuven did not appoint Shimon to be a shliach mi have truma se truma, then how could it be that Shimon's taking off a truma would be a valid afrashes truma? Va'atam gam atam amrachmana l'rabbi shluchachem, as we learn out the din of shlichus by truma from the pasuk that states kein terimu gam atam truma sashem mikol ma'isusechem ashtichu me'is bnei Yisrael. As Rashi explains, that really the pasuk could have said atam, and instead it says the word gam atam. Therefore, we learn out that shluchus shalom adu kamaisel l'truma shashlich shetcharim truma se truma v'kiv l'shlichus mehochad afkalon. And since we learn out the din of shlichus from gam atam, akocha shluchachem dumi da atam binan. Therefore, a person shliach has to be similar to him. Therefore, we learn ma atam l'datchem, just like when the person takes off his own truma, it has to be to his own knowledge. Also, when you have a shliach, it had to be that you appointed him as a shliach, and otherwise his afrashes truma would not be a valid afrashes truma. And therefore, the Gemara says al hacham ayiskin could go into shav shliach, and therefore it must be that Reuven appointed Shimon to be a shliach. Va'amalei zil turaim, and all Reuven said to Shimon is go take off truma for me. Va'le'amalei trei mehani, and he didn't give him specific instructions and tell him to take off truma from these specific pairs or this specific tefuah. The stomach of balabayis kitarim beinis utarim, and the stomach of this balabayis is they takes off truma from average quality pairs. Va'ozel iu v'tarim miyafais, and Shimon went and took off truma from better quality pairs. Ubo balabayis u'matzoi, and then Reuven came and found that Shimon took off truma from the better pairs and from his better quality items. Va'omalei klachi yitziyafais, and at that point Reuven said to Shimon, you should have even take from better quality. And as we explained, there is now a shaila as to the original intent of Reuven, and therefore nimtzu yafes ben trumas truma. If we find that they're actually better quality pairs than the ones that Shimon took off from, then we see that Reuven is serious, and Reuven actually was happy they took off truma, and this was his original intent. Vimlav ain't trumas truma, but if we don't find any better quality pairs, then it must be that Reuven was being facetious and he was being sarcastic, and he really was never happy for Shimon take off truma from the better quality pairs, and therefore Shimon did not follow the shlichus of Reuven, and therefore Shimon is not considered the shliach of Reuven, and his afrashes truma is not a valid afrashes truma. And the Gemara continues, Amemu Mazutra Rav Ashi Iklolu Busta de Mori Ba Isik. Amemu and Mazutra and Rav Ashi went to the orchard of Mori Ba Isik. Isai Risi Tami Vrimaini Vishad Kamayu. So the sharecropper of Mori Ba Isik came and he took dates and pomegranates directly from the orchard and he put it in front of Amemu Mazutra and Rav Ashi. Amemu Rav Ashi Ochli. So Amemu and Rav Ashi ate from the dates and the pomegranates. However, Mazutra Loi Ochel, Mazutra considered a gezel and therefore he wouldn't eat them. Ad Hochi Osun Mori Ba Isik Ashkechinu. And then Mori Ba Isik came and he found what they did, and he found that the sharecropper praised these tamarim and reminded him in front of these great gedolim. And lambaisa, in this story, there were even better quality pairs. Va'amalei larisei, and Mori Ba Isik said to his sharecropper, "Amai le'asadlu rabbanon mehanach shapirta? Why didn't you give the rabbanon from the better quality pairs, and why did you give them from this low quality produce?" And the Gemara continues, "Amalei amemu ravashi l'mazutra." So amemu ravashi said to Mazutra, "Hashta amai le'achomar." So now that you see that Mori Ba Isik was happy that his sharecropper gave us these fruits, so why is it that you're not eating from these pears? Even if you pass it like a bayah that yish le midas lo yavish, but over here there's a gilui das. This was the original intent of Mori by Isuk and his deal with his sharecropper, and it should not be considered gezel. And Amim and Rav Ashi now brought a raya because Vatanya, we just learned to the brisa im nimtzu yafis ben shumaser truma. Gemara tells us amalhu that Mazutra responded back to Amim and Rav Ashi hachi amar Rava, that Rava said le amru klachi tzul yafis el only in Truma Vad, that the only time that we said this concept of a Gilu Das is only B'digei Truma, Mishum de Mitzvah Hu V'nichlei, because taking off Truma is a Mitzvah, and therefore certainly the Bailim are happy that you took off Truma from better produce, Aval Hoch Mishum Ksifusa Hu Da'amachi, but in our case, you can't say that it's Megala to us what Mari by Isaac's original intent was, as it potentially Mari by Isaac really didn't want his sharecropper to give us any of these payers, and the only reason why he said Klachit Tziyafais is only because he was embarrassed, and therefore he wanted to show that he's Machshav Drabanan, and that's why he said to the sharecropper that he should have given even better payers. And before we continue, let's see the bottom taste of the Amid, Diba Maskel Mazutra Layachel, Vim Taima Vamai Layachel, Hamurav, Perka Gezel Basa, Arisim Navshekazovin, the Lachari, why is it that Mazutra didn't eat from these payers? If the Gemara and Baba Kama teaches us that when a sharecropper goes and sells payers, he's selling from his own share, and since a sharecropper has a right to a third or a quarter or a half of the payers, so Lachari, these payers were from his share, and why would Mazutra consider Gezel, Vishleim, the Hosom Shevi Aris Mibesai, the Mistam Mashigil Chelkoi maybe? Over there, it's talking about a case where the sharecropper brought these payers from his own home, and therefore, Mistam, we would say that came from his share, Aval Hacha Shehevi Min HaPardes, but over here, where the sharecropper took these payers directly from this orchard, Hayechayshim Mazutra Shem Bishas Chaluka Lo Yoyim Lo Bala Pates, Tito Kenega Mashin Satlem. Mazutra was Chayshish that possibly at the time that they actually split up the produce, that the sharecropper would not tell the Bala Bayis, and therefore, he would be stealing from the Bala Bayis. Rab Ashi Lo Yechayshil is there, however, Rab Ashi and Amema were not Chayshil is there, Vilkach, Ochel Koydim Shabbat Mari Ba Isaac, Mishun Da Oros, Minav Sheikoyov, and therefore, the sharecropper had a right to these payers, and Taiz explains, Dein Loyma Shei Semich Shei Sratzer Mari Ba Isaac Sheyeda, Da Loch Kabaya, that you can't tell me that the Pshat of Ashi and Amema took these payers is because there was Semich, that once Mari Ba Isaac finds out that his sharecropper shared these payers with Rab Ashi and Amema, that he would be happy, as Lemaisa, we pass like Kabaya, that Yish Lemidas, Loyav Yish, and therefore that would not work. And since in this case, we're not talking about a mitzvah, then therefore, Va'afagat Hash Nichle, Mekor, Loyav Nichle, and therefore we say that although at the end result, Mari Ba Isaac will say that he was happy that the sharecropper gave these payers to Rabbanon, but ultimately it could be that originally that was not intent, and the only way to say that it would be mutter for them is only through Yish Lemidas, and of course we pass like Kabaya, that Loyav Yish. And finally, let's see the second to bottom Taisis, where Taisis points out in Diva Maskel Vim Lab, Ainchum Masi Chuma, where he asked Vim Taima, the Perak Amon Nizainis Aminon, the stomach of Balabais, have a Echem Mechamishim, that the standard of a Balabais is to take off 1/50th for Chuma, the Mishliach Pichas Yod Ayhoisavid, Chumasi Chuma, and if the Shliach goes and doesn't do exactly like the intent of the Balabais, it is still considered Chuma, the Matze Omle, Bahachia Maticha, as he could say, this is the way I evaluated you, and this is what I thought that you wanted me to do, and therefore it's not a bittel of a Shlichas, and Hachinami, name a Hachi, and why is it then Agamar, we don't say that, and if the Balabais says, I really wanted you to only take off Shvach HaPeiris, then it's not considered Shlichas, and it's not considered Truma. And Taisus Mechalik between our Gemara and that Gemara, as the Hosam have a cool Shia Truma, as over there we're discussing the amount of Truma that you're going to give, V'yeshe Terem Krach, V'yeshe Terem Kach, L'kach Matzi Omle, Kivin Shloi Pirashli, V'hochi Amaticha, and since you didn't tell me how much you want to give off, I had to estimate, and that was part of my Shlichas, Avo Miyofes, Imri Gilus Litraim, but it's not standard for anyone to give off the best quality of payers, V'lekach Loyoy Litraim, B'shum Inimahem, B'loy Yishusai, and therefore Shimon should not have taken off Truma from the best quality produce without Reuven's express permission, and therefore he didn't do his shlichus, and therefore it's not considered a valid afrashas truma. And the Gemara now continues Tashma, and the Gemara will now bring its 11th raya as to the shaila of Yish Lemidas, and this will be the third raya against Rava, as Rava holds Yish Lemidas have a Yish, and the Brisa will discuss the din that we know that the only way that payers could become tamei is if they were previously hushal kabel tamei, and that only occurs when water or any of the other Zion mashkin of Yad Shachadam fall on these payers. And the Pasuk states, Kiyutan Mayim Alzera V'Nafal Minivlasim Lav Tamei Hu Lachem, that the only way that payers become Hoshul Kamal Tuma is if Mayim falls on these payers. And since the Torah should have written the word Yutan as Yud Vav Tuf Nun, instead it wrote it as Yud Tuf Nun and left out the Vav, therefore we also read it as Kiyitain, that if Reuven actually places water or places Zayin Mashkin on these payers, that it becomes Hoshul Kamal Tuma. And therefore, as we will see, that the only way that payers become Hoshul Kamal Tuma is if water falls onto the payers and the owner is happy about it, but if the owner is not happy about it, then it would not be considered Hukshul Kabal Tumor. And the Brisa states, Odoa Talalei and Bisamach, if Reuven spread his payers onto his rooftop in order to store them there, and then Tal falls on them, and Lemaisa, once he finds out that the Tal fell on them, he was happy. So even though at the time that the water fell on these payers, Reuven did not know about it, Hariza B'Chiyutan, it's still considered a Kiyam of Kiyutan, and therefore the payers would become Hukshul Kabal Tumor. And as Rashi says, Me'ata V'ad Olam, for now and forever. However, the Brisa continues, Nigvu afopisha samach inam bichyutan, if the pear is already dried, and only after the pear is dried did Reuven find out about it, and he was still happy that the pears were what previously, that would not be considered a kiyum of kiyutan, and therefore the pears would not be considered hokshul kabal tuma. And we continue on daf chaf beis and beis, and the Gemara now asks a question on Rava from this Brisa as time of Mai, what is the reason that it's not considered kiyutan? La mishum deloya minan, it must be because we don't say kim nigloy milsa da hashta nichlei mekar nami nichlei, that since Reuven actually tells us that he was happy that these pears were wet, therefore it's as if he was originally happy while the pears were wet, and therefore it should be a kiyum of kiyutan, and it should be hukshul kabal tuma. And as Rashi says, veloya minan kim da hashta nicha mahani haydaita le mekar o mehavi hachsha, and therefore we see like the svara abaya that yish loy midas loy havi yish, and the kasha l'rova, and it's a kasha to Rava from this brisa, and the Gemara answers shani hasam dechsev kiyitain ad shiyitain, that over there, since the pasuk should have written kiyutan with a vav, and instead the Torah wrote it as kiyitain, therefore yesh im l'meseris, and therefore the only way that's considered a proper hechshel kabal tuma is only if the owner actually placed the water onto this item based on his own das. And since in this case this water did not get onto the pears based on Reuven's rotten and based on his das, therefore it's not considered hechshel kabal tuma. And the Gemara now is a hachi reishanami, that l'chari, if you're telling me that the only way that something becomes hechshel kabal tuma is only if Reuven himself placed the water onto the item, so l'chari in the ratio where we said that the towel fell on it and prior to drying Reuven had intent and was happy that the water fell on it, that it's chokshul kabal tuma. But l'chari, since Reuven did not actually place this water onto the pre, it should still not be considered chokshul kabal tuma. And the Gemara answers hasan k'dar papa that in a chenami there are two different dinim b'degei hechshel kabal tuma, and over there the reason why it becomes chokshul kabal tuma is based on the din of Rav Papa. Rav Papa Rav Miksiv, as Rav Papa asked the stira in the psukim, as the pasuk says kiyitain v'kirina kiyutan, and l'maisa the kri is kiyutan and haketzad, and how could you be mekayim both the kri and the ksiv? And we learn be'ina kiyutan dumya dechiyitain, that we have to have a situation where even if the water fell on the pears and Reuven did not place the water onto the pre, that it has to be similar to the case where Reuven actually went ahead and placed water on a pre, and ma yitain ledas, just like when Reuven places water on a pre, he was nichale and he was happy, af kiyutan nami ledas, therefore even in a case where Reuven did not place the water on a pre and instead rain or towel fell onto the pre and caused it to become wet, as long as Reuven will be happy at some point while the pre is still wet, that is also a kiyum of kiyutan, therefore the pre would be hushal kabal tumor. And as Rashi says, ledas shiyod b'nesina v'huchshe b'inav v'yder v'tal leyan adayin hein b'nesin asay, and as long as the peri is still wet, it's still considered that it had nesina, and therefore by Reuven having ratzain that he was happy that the water was on his pre, therefore it's considered hushal kabal tumor. However, even if we would hold that generally yish lemidas have a yish, but in our case there's a gzeiras hakasav that tells us that the only way that this pre becomes hushal kabal tumor is only if b'shas maiso, at least when the peri is wet, then the owner already had actual knowledge and he was happy that the pre was wet. However, this is based on Xeris HaKosev, and Xeris HaKosev tells us specifically b'negei hechshel kabal tuma that we have to have actual knowledge. Therefore, though b'negei metzia we may say that yish lemidas have a yish, but ultimately b'negei hechshel kabal tuma you have to have actual knowledge, and it won't suffice if you find out that the owner was happy after the fact. And finally, the Gemara continued with its final raya, and this is the 12th raya to the shaila of yish lemidas if have a yish or lo have a yish. We already brought 9 different rayas against Abaya, and this will be the 4th raya against Rava. Gemara brings the Amr Rabbi Yechlan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Yai Tzadik, or some agarius Rav Shim ben Yai Tzadik, that Rabbi Yechlan said over in the name of Rav Shim ben Yai Tzadik, minayin laveda sheshat v'nar shimutaris, that how do we know that if a river overflowed and swept out of the veda to sea, that this aveda would now be muta, dechsiv v'chin tassel chamer, v'chin tassel simasa, v'chin tassel cha v'dezichicha, ashe toive mimeno umatsasa le'sucha l'salim. And since the pasuk didn't have to say the word mimeno, therefore we learn mishavudi mimeno mitzuya itzel ka'adam, that the only time that the chiyav and the mitzvah hashavas aveda actually applies is only on that type of aveda where it's lost from Reuven, as he doesn't know where it is, but it's something which is found by other people as they potentially could find it. However, yatzuzu, we will exclude this case shavudi mimeno and samagurus umikol adam, whereas our guess is ve'in mitzuya itzel ka'adam. Therefore, the Torah is actually megalotas that the only time that the chiyav hashavas aveda applies is only when this item is only lost from you, but in the case of shatvanar, where this aveda is not only lost from you, but it's also really lost from everyone, then the issa of leisuch l'salim and the mitzvah of hashavas aveda doesn't apply, and the person that finds this item could keep it. And the Gemara continues be sura dumi da'atera, and since when the Torah tells us that there's an issa of leisuch l'salim and there's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda, and the same pasuk we're able to be medayek that there's some times when the mitzvah Shavas Aveda doesn't apply. Therefore, we compare the Issa to the Heta and Ma'atira bein the Ispasimim bein the Lespasim and Shara. And just like in the case where it's Mutar, for example, in the case of Shatvan Nar, then it doesn't make a difference. If the item had a simon or if it doesn't have a simon, the Torah still said that the person that found this item could keep this item. Therefore, Afi Surah, even in the case where the Torah says it's also to keep it, and there's a mitzvah Shavas Aveda, which is in the case where it's Mitzuya Eitzel Ka'odam, where this Mitzuya could be found by anyone, so bein the Ispa Simon, bein the Lespa Simon Asura, then we also will say that it doesn't make a difference if that item had a simon or if it doesn't have a simon. In all cases, the person that found it has to give it back. And certainly the Gemara understands that if an item doesn't have a simon and the Bailam already knew about it and were already miyayish, then certainly the person that finds this item will not have to announce it and will not have to return it, and certainly he could keep it, as certainly there's a din of yish and it's considered hefka. Therefore, the Braisa must be telling us that if there's a case where the person who lost it actually doesn't realize he lost it and he wasn't miyayish, but the Maisa, since it doesn't have a simon, eventually when he does find out that he lost it, certainly he will be miyayish, and even so, the person that found it will not be able to keep it and he would have to announce it, and therefore we see, like Abaya, that yish lemidas lo yave yish, and it's a question on Rava who holds yish lemidas have yish. Therefore, the Gemara says, tiyufta de Rava tiyufta, that from this Braisa, it's a raya against Rava, and therefore we hold that yish lemidas lo yave yish, vilchus a kavosid Abaya b'yal kagam, and the Gemara passings like Abaya in the following six cases of yal kagam, and Rashi over here explains that yal kagam are acronyms for the following: yish lemidas, of course, which is asugya, the ayin is for eid zemel mafreyu nifso, which is Gemara and Sanhedrin, lechia im me'ilov, which is a sugya in Irvin, kedushin le nimtz lebiya, which is a kedushin, giloi daita begita, which is in Gittin, and mumma ichlo nevelos hachis pasol in yin edus b'sanhedrin, ayin in Rashi, and ayin in Tesis m'sechtes Irvin, that brings down that two of these are potentially questionable as to exactly what din it's referring to, and of course that would be in afkamina la locha, as we only pass like Abaya when he argues on Rava in these six cases and no other cases. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rav Acha b'rid Rav Lav Ashi, Rav Acha the son of Rava says to Rav Ashi, v'chim Acha the says of Rava, after we see that we brought a tiyufta on my father Rava, then hani tamri de zikai heche yachlinolei, then how could it be that when wind comes and knocks off dates off a tree, then we go and eat them? If l'chiru, that's a case of yish shalemi das and lo yavi yish, and therefore if you go and take these dates, it should be considered gezel. Ayin Rashi was bothered that why is this only a question at this point that we pass like Abaya, as l'chiru the Gemara and Daf Chafal from Beis brought a Mishnah from Masechtas Maaseres, which stated that b'zeisim and cheruvim also, that if zeisim or cheruvim fall onto the ground next to a sada, then it would be also to take them, and even according to Rava that holds yish lemidas have a yish, but since the chazusa mechiyachalav and you could tell that it came from this sada, so the owner will not be miayish, and the only time that we said that he was miayish is only by figs, because figs get ruined when they fall onto the ground. But over here we're talking about tamarim, and l'chiru even Rava should agree that we should not be able to eat these tamarim as chazusa mechiyachalav. If someone takes these tamarim, it should be considered gezel. And Rashi says v'nir be'inai d'le nokelo el laharbis b'chayme isa, that the only reason that we said that we're talking according to Abaya is in order to increase the chum of the isa, klayme ma'achad esayisav afilu b'davash ein by simin, since we already find that there's a tiyufta on Rava, and even when there's a davash ein by simin, that we say that yush lemidas loyav yish kolshkin she'ilu asurin she'ish ben simin, then certainly these tamarim that have a simin because chazusa mechiyachalav, certainly you should not be able to take these pears, and therefore really the Gemara's question is not only according to Abaya, but even according to Rava. However, Ayin and Tesis that says that our Gemara's question is from those dates that the wind blows and it flies very far away from a person's tree. Therefore, in this case, we don't have the svar of Rava that chazusa mechiyachalav, and therefore, although originally the Bailam were not miyayish, as the Bailam did not realize that a wind will come and carry these tamarim far away from his date tree, and therefore this is not a case of yish midas, and ultimately once the owner finds out that these pears flew very far away from his tree, therefore certainly at that point he will be miyayish. So according to Rav, it makes sense that we could take it because yish lemidas have a yish, but according to Abaya that hold yish lemidas lo yav yish, then certainly we should not be able to take these pears, even though ultimately the owner was miyayish. And the Gemara continues that Amalei, the Rav Ashi responded back to Rav Acha b'Rei Rava, kiven de ikash gatzim ramasim de ka'achluhu meikari yush miyayish benayu, that benegiyat tamarim, since they're very sweet, therefore shkatzim ramasim would eat these tamarim. Therefore, even if it's true that if it would fall right underneath the tree, it would be chazusa mechiyachalav, but even so, the owner would have been miyayish, as he knows that once they fall onto the ground, ants and bugs will eat them, and therefore it'll become ruined, and therefore it was considered yish midas. Therefore, even according to Abaya, we could eat these pears and we could eat these tamarim. And Ayin and Taisus points out that it has to be that dates are considered fruits that fall off very easily, and therefore before the owner knew that these dates potentially would fall off, and therefore it's considered Yish Midas. However, if it would not be normal for dates to fall onto the ground, then certainly the owner would not have been Miyayish these Tamarim, and therefore it would be a case of Yish Le Midas, and according to Abaya, Loyavi Yish. The Gemara continues, now that you're telling me that the owner was originally Miyayish, and that is why we could eat these Tamarim, so Yasmi, the Labine Mechilin, and Umayi. So what would be the din if you had fields that belonged to Yisaimim or belonged to Tanim, where the Yish would not help as the Napine Mechila, and therefore every time that we see a date that near someone else's tree, we should have to be choshish that maybe these trees belong to Ketanim or to Yisaimim, and we should still not be able to eat these Tamarim. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, once again, Rav Ashi responds to Rav Achabredi Rava, that Baga Ba'aradi Asmi Le Mechzakinon, that since Rav fields do not belong to Ketanim and do not belong to Yisaimim, therefore certainly we go based on the Rav, and therefore we could eat these Tamarim, as we can rely that this field belongs to a Gadol. And the Gemara continues, Muchzavayim in Mai, what would happen if we have a Chazakah and we know for certain that this piece of kaka belongs to a cotton or to a yasam, l'chayr in that case, since they're not b'nei mechilinu, you should not be able to eat this tamarim, and kaka samai, what would happen if there's a wall around these periods, and since this wall will keep shkatzim and ramasim out of this area, so therefore the owner will not be miayish, as he will not think that shkatzim and ramasim will eat these periods, l'chayr, even in a case where the wind comes and blows these periods much further away from this tree, and it doesn't land within the wall of the tree, l'chayr, we should still say that it's considered yish shalei medas, and l'fi abaye lo yaviyish, and you should not be able to eat these pears. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, or Rav Ashi responded, Rav Achabrei Durava, that in a chenami, in both of these cases, Asiron, that would be also for us to eat these pears. Before we continue, let's point out that once again, we see the integrity that Rava and his son Rav Achabrei Durava had, that now that we found that the halacha doesn't go like Rava, then even his son Rav Acha, passing like Abaya, that Yish Le Midas, Lo Yaviyish, and therefore he asked this question from Rav Ashi. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Krichas Birshus Rabim, Harei L'Shaloi, if someone finds bundles of wheat in Rishus Rabim, then he could keep it and he doesn't have to announce it. And as we will see at the top of Daf Chaf Hei Yomen Aleph, that the next Mishnah will state that if someone finds Krichas Birshus Yochid, then it would be Chayib L'Hachriz. Our Gemara begins, Amar Rabba, Rabba states that when our Mishnah stated Krichas Birshus Rabim, Harei L'Shaloi, Vafilu B'Dav Sheish Be'Siman, and even if this bundle had a simon, and for example, it was tied with a specific tie around it, and Amakas of Rabba, and therefore we see from this that Rabba holds Simon Asli Daris Le'av Simon, that the reason why it's not considered a simon is because this bundle is in Rishus Rabim, and the likelihood is that this simon will be broken because people will step onto this bundle. And as Rashi says, Asli Daris Shamakim Shusham Ragel Bedrisas Bnei Adam VaChefetz Namach VeNoyach Lidaris, and since this chefetz is very small and very low, therefore people will trample on it and they will break this simon. Therefore, the owner will immediately be miayish. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amar. However, Rava says Leishano B'Davish Ein B'Simon, that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where the bundle did not have a simon. However, if this item had a simon and it had something that was wrapped around it or something that was tied to the bundle, then it would be considered a simon, and therefore it would be chayiv lahakriz, and you would have to go announce it and return it. And Alma Kasava Rava, and therefore we see that Rava holds simon asli daris havi simon, that even though this bundle is in Rishus Rabim, and therefore the likelihood is that the simon will be trampled on and will be broken, and possibly there would no longer be a simon. And even so, Rava holds that the owner will not be miayish, as he thinks to himself that possibly the simon will not be broken, and therefore he'll be able to find this item and be able to get the item back. The Gemara continued that even though we brought this machlekes between Rabba and Rava b'negiyah din of Krichas Bishus Rabim, then we were medayik that Rabba holds simon asli daris lo yavi simon, and Rava holds that simon asli daris havi simon. However, ikad masla hashmaitzu ba'am bedavshe, some learned the machlekes between Rabba and Rava as a direct machlekes, as simon asli daris Rabba ama lo yavi simon. Rabba says it's not considered simon, Rava ama havi simon, and Rava says it's still considered simon, as the owner still thinks that the simon will survive, and therefore he's not miayish. The Gemara continues and will ask a question on Rava, who holds that simon asalidar is havi simon. As tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, Krichas Bereshus Rabim, that if someone found small bundles in Rishus Rabim, then they could keep it. And the Mishnah on Daf Chafei Yom Aleph, the Mishnah states, Bereshus Yochid, that if you find bundles in Rishus Yochid, then you are chayiv lahachriz, and you have to return them. And Rashi is bothered, why would there be bundles that were left in Rishus Yochid if that Rishus belongs to one person? And Rashi says, Bereshus Yochid, Kugoyim, Besadiz Ruya, it's talking about a sod that was planted, She'in Rei B'nei Adam Darchenba, that many people don't go into it, V'yishmi at Shehochenba, but there are some people that go in it, and therefore it's possible that someone lost that bundle of wheat in this field. The Gemara now asks this question on Rava, Hechidami, what is the Mishnah referring to? Is it Lesbu Simon, B'shus Yochid Mai Machriz? If the Mishnayis are talking about a case where there was no Simon on this bundle, so how could it be that the Mishnah later on will tell us that B'shus Yochid Neutral Machriz, if L'Chayr there's no Simon, and therefore certainly there's no mitzvah to go and return Gemaritis, and it can't be that there's a mitzvah Shavas Aveda since there is no simon. Therefore, certainly if you rubber the Bailu Miyayish at some point, and Yish Lemidas have a Yish, and even according to Abaya, the Yish Lemidas loy have a Yish, the Gemara already explained that we're talking about an item that was heavy, and certainly the Bailu realized right away that they lost this item, and they were Miyayish immediately, and therefore it's considered Yish Midas. And the Gemara continues, Vitani, and even so we said, Bishus Rabim Harei Lishaloi, that even though there was a simon on this bundle of wheat, that if you find a Rishus Rabim, you could keep it, and Alma Simon Asli Doris loy have a simon, and therefore we see clearly that Simon Asli Doris is not considered simon, and Tiyufta de Rava, and we should have a Tiyufta to the Shita of Rava. And the Gemara continues, Amalacha Rava, Rava will respond, Lo'ilim Lespu Simon, that really the Mishnayos are talking about a case where there is no simon. That's why when you found this bundle in Rishus Rabim, you could keep the bundle, Udaka'amr Bishus Yachid, my Machriz, and when you said in Rishus Yachid, how could it be that you Chayib Lachriz, if even if the person that found it will actually announce it, no one would be able to come and give him a simon, and therefore what's the point of being Machriz? And Rava explains, Machriz Makim, and as Rashi explains, Ve'inim Machriz Shem HaVeda, that according to Rava, you don't say that I found a bundle of wheat, and instead your Machriz that I found something at this spot. And he says, Misha Avdu Memeno HaVeda, Makim Pleine, Yav V'yom Ma'ibed, that if anyone lost anything in this space, then you should come and tell me what you lost, and that will be the simon. V'zeh Bava Oimer, Avati Shem Chifetz Pleine, and if someone comes and says that I left my bundle of wheat in this exact spot, then that would be a proper simon, and therefore you would have to return it to that person, even though of course this type of simon would work in Rosh Hashanah. But even Rava agrees that this type of simon would not work in Rosh Hashanah, as when someone finds something in Rosh Hashanah, the likelihood is that you didn't find it in the exact spot that someone left it or someone lost it, because people will kick it around. Therefore, certainly in Rosh Hashanah, a makim is not a simon, and that's why the Mishnah taught us that if you found kriches Rosh Hashanah, harei l'shaloi. However, if you found kriches Rosh Hashanah, then chayov and lahachriz. And although it is the way Rashi understands Rava's din that machriz makim, however, Taisus learns almost exactly the opposite, and Taisus learns that when the person finds this item, he will actually announce that I found bundles of wheat in Rosh Hashanah. If you lost a bundle of wheat in Rosh Hashanah, then you should come and give a simon as to where you left it, and that would be the simon, ayin in Taisus. Gemara continues that the reason why Rabba doesn't learn like Rava is because Rabba amma makim lo yavi simon. Rabba feels that a makim is not a simon, and therefore the only way that Rabba could explain our Mishnayos as to explaining the difference between when someone finds kriches b'shus rabim or kriches b'shus yachid must be that we're talking about a case where there was a simon on this item. Therefore, Rabba has to hold that simon ha'asli daris lo yavi simon, and that's why when you found kriches b'shus rabim, it's not considered a simon, and the owner must have been miayish, and therefore you could keep it. And as the Gemara continues, the itma, as we learned, makim b'negiya, a simon of makim, Rabba amma lo yavi simon, Rabba must hold that lo yavi simon, v'rava amma havi simon, and Rabba holds it is a simon, and that's the basis for the machlekes, if simon ha'asli daris is havi simon or lo yavi simon, ayin nirushaynim, and we will stop over here.